Hey guys, welcome back. This is Steph.
This is also Steph.
And welcome to part two of our episodes about Andrew Tate.
So listen and enjoy.
There you go.
We're going to go to number nine. Women cannot sleep with a bunch of men, but men can sleep with a bunch of women. No longer of value. Said that men want to date 18 to 19 year old women because they've gotten less, quote, dick, end quote, Andrew Tate.
This is where you see how just gross he is, because like he, okay, all those jokes about like Leonardo DiCaprio won't date anyone over 25, but like Andrew Tate has like straight up like admitted that he like still just wants to date teenagers because he sees them as like,
quote unquote, like pure.
Yeah, like that's what I was trying to find, like a better word for that, but yeah, like less experienced, I guess. And like he's like, that's more attractive, and that's why men, no matter their age, want to date 18 and 19, and he specified 18 and 19 year olds, like not even in your 20s, like, yeah, like you're still basically a teenager. And it's just like,
why is that like an appeal? Like, why does it matter?
Well, it's childlike, and that's how you see how creepy and disgusting he is.
Oh my god, I didn't even make this connection. Ew, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Is that really why?
Well, that's normally where that comes from.
Really? I'm out here like, okay, so she was a 30-year-old, but she hasn't slept with anyone. Is she okay?
I mean, maybe, but like he specified 18 and 19.
She looks 18, maybe.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Well, it's like girls all the time are like, I used to get hit on and catcalled way more before I was in my 20s. Because, like, as a teen, like, it's gross.
Ew. That's all I can say about that. And like, we don't agree. No agreements. Like, I don't think you should put value on, like, if you've slept with a lot of people.
Well, yeah, that's the, it doesn't matter if
you, and then have, if the other person's also slept with a bunch of people, what's the problem?
Yeah, when he has admitted that he's apparently slept with hundreds of women, and he's God's gift to women. So, but that's fine.
Okay, wait, now this might be a hot take.
Oh no.
If you haven't slept with a lot of like men, and then you are going out with someone or seeing someone that has gone, like, slept with a lot of women, is that a turn off?
Well, that's a personal thing.
So is it okay to be turned off or turned on by those things?
No, but I personal, yeah. Like,
but that's what I'm saying. Should that be a part of the equation, or should not?
Well, like, you can have like the preference, like if that really does bother you. I don't think it should either way. I don't think that it should, but like, it's a valid thing if it does. But I think
because he is saying that. Yeah, I do know, like, he's just very one-sided, clearly. But I'm saying this just as an overall, like,
no, yeah,
is it okay for that to be a factor?
I think it's different though, and this could take us down like a whole thing.
Because I know this is why I'm like, because, low-key, I want to see where this takes.
No, because I think, okay, this is what I'm gonna, I'm gonna equate it to in order to like make my point. When like, okay, so the like people ask question of like, is reverse racism real? So then that's like, and then you talk about the difference between racism and prejudice, and because it's about a power struggle and a power, like a system of power,
right?
Women are always shamed for sleeping with a bunch of men, and men are praised for it. And I think there's a power structure that's within that because of sexism. And so I feel like those two can be kind of like paralleled to each other to understand like why it's still problematic that he says it, even though preferences are valid, if that makes any sense.
Because personally, like my personal preference, if a man were to sleep with a bunch of women, that's already a turn off. That's not a praise thing.
Yeah. I'm
like, why? Have you had that many relationships that have failed? Are you taking advantage of like, there's a lot of questions that go through my head. I'm like, why? Like, it's a question, like, you know?
So, but I think it's different because, like, if a woman just, like, wants to, like, hook up a bunch, like, that's fine. That's on, like, good, like, okay. But then it's, like, societally, like, it's shamed no matter what. Whereas men have the option to, like right, be celebrated or to be shamed, mm-hmm, but women are not celebrated at all, and it's always shamed. It's changing, so I feel like the fact that the option's there is what makes
you know
what
this, because to be honest, I don't care, like people can do whatever they want. Yeah, that's their lives. Like do you if you want to, that's great. But if it was a personal, like me, like being like picking my relationships, that is gonna be like a question, and it's gonna it could be a turnoff, or you know what I mean. It is,
you know what this reminds me of, I don't know if like, or like how far off we could go, but the in Game of Thrones right now, like this was what's going on. No, because there's never been a queen, and there's about to be a queen, or the heir to the throne in the show right now. She's gonna be a queen. Like the kings are allowed to like have as many whores, as many wives, as many whoever they want, and then she is just now learning about sex, and she really likes sex, and she's like, why can't I have sex with whoever I want? Why can't I have like whoever I want? Why do I have to like have only sex with one guy?
Yeah,
and it has to be a king. Like, it's gonna change.
No, that's pretty relevant. They're probably pulling from like what people are talking about now, and like just a relevant topic and putting it in, because that has been like talked about over the past like recent years.
Yeah, you sleep with whoever you want, how many you want, girl, boy, non-binary, I don't care. Go or even if you don't, that's also great.
But if you have a preference for teenagers, like Andrew, that, Tate, I think maybe that's put yourself problem. In check.
I think where his comment is like wrong. Like, maybe look at people your own age.
We'll see if that ever happens.
Oh. Is it just as creepy for like girls to date like teenagers? Like,
yeah, it's yes, like yeah, it's still just as creepy.
Okay.
Or do you think it's not?
No, I'm just saying.
Honestly, do you think it's okay? It's like more socially acceptable for an older woman to date a younger guy?
I think so.
I would agree. I think it's like, because then the boy is viewed as like, oh wow, you got this older woman.
Like, dang.
No, I think I still think so. I cannot. No,
to
be,
me, it's still like, creepy.
That's
still but
gross.
Like,
I cannot picture. No, like, I know. No, that's gross. Like, that's
I feel
bad.
Like that's. I feel like no one. Like, I feel like from like the guy's perspective, like I feel like he's gonna be like championed by like his male friends and being like, oh hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
And for like, I mean, I don't know. Like, for like 30-year-old women, like I don't know if they would be like oh hell yeah, get that. Get
they might.
They're like, oh, you're pulling like younger guys. Like, I don't know. I don't know any 30-year-old women, but
I can't. I think it's still just
no. Like I still think it's weird. I mean, like age gap, like whatever. Like depending on like where the age is, but like when
I still think that's weird. I'm sorry. I think when, like, if you're 20-year-olds and you were just born, like
what I'm saying. Like age gaps, I think are different. Like when it's like a 50-year-old dating a 30-year-old versus a 30-year-old dating a 19-year-old, because like that person, that like 19-year-old is still like, it's still childlike, and that's where it like grosses me out.
I just think the age gap, like, okay, fine, they exist, like you found love, yay, awesome, but I still can't, like, I don't know how you would not picture you were 25 and you were just being born, like the person you're going out with was 25 when you were born. Is that not weird, or does that not get you thinking? Like, but then again, love is love, so like I won't judge you for it.
As long as you didn't meet them when they were
when they were zero. Do you imagine if they met you when they were zero? Like, they knew you when you were a child and then you start going out with them?
That's weird.
Then that's weird.
That's weird. Yeah. Okay. I'm glad.
Okay, yeah. I'm glad. Okay. So the point that I do want to talk about is when he was talking about depression and like men's mental health, because he was so close to the point.
And then he ruined it.
And then, yeah. Because he brought up such an important thing and then just like took off with it. So like he said, like, well, in one video he's like, depression isn't real, it's only if you believe it's real that it's real. And then in the next one he's like, men are held to these high standards and they have to be this, this, and this, and you know, high, you know, male suicide rates and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yes, like you're actually making a valid point, that's all true. But then was like, all women need to do to get by in life is wear makeup. And I was like, buddy, like you were so close. And it's like,
I wish it was only just makeup.
I know.
It would like, make my life so
completely
much
invalidated. All the
you got the job because I like your eyeliner. Oh yes. My god, thank you.
So it was like men's mental health is such an important thing, but that's where it's like showing that like the patriarchy harms everybody, and like that was like where it was without knowing who he was, I'd be like, oh wow, you're about to make like a solid point, and then he just like went off the rails with it.
And I think he makes a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like the system we're currently in is just negatively impacting everyone.
Yeah.
And making some people work 3-4 times as hard when they didn't need to be. And then it's also putting this pressure on people, on another group of people that then go into having mental health issues. And then it's unresolved. And then that ends up being a whole other issue. And it just all downfalls from there.
Yeah. Well, it's like he was talking about like how men are like need to be held. Like they need to be strong and have all this power and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, but like who created that? Like you guys kind of created that. And then So it's like,
well, now because it's harder that there's like a whole other group of people that gone into the mix. Now all of a sudden it's a problem.
And like men are like not, and how they're not. It's like you can't be emotional, you can't cry, and like he's talking about mental health and suicide, but then in his other videos is like, women don't want the boy who cries, and it's like, he's going around the point.
I feel like it's like I don't know if it sounds like sometimes it's like men. Would you guys blame men for like the way our past men have like kind of ruined the system?
Well, I would blame the past men.
Right. And but like now, like I guess you're like what you're saying, like now men are like they it now because of like the past men or like the past generations, like now the current men are suffering.
Yeah, like a victim of the system that they created in the past.
Right.
So you guys should blame those men too.
Because the patriarchy affects everybody and it harms everybody and it's not healthy for anybody.
Now maybe it worked for a little bit, but
I don't know.
For you, at least for that group, maybe it worked for them for a little bit, but now it's not working. It's impossible.
Yeah,
it's like it doesn't work, especially now when it would continue to work, quote unquote work for them, if society stayed the same. Yeah. In these traditional gender roles, and where you were only competing with the same men, and you could have that there was that dynamic. It's not like that anymore.
Yeah. Well, it also was probably still not working back then either. Mental health just was never talked about until more recently.
Right, but it was easier to like get that power, quote unquote power. Well, yeah. Or getting like that quote money.
Like you said, like, there's more competition.
There's more competition now. It's not gonna work anymore. And all of a sudden there's more competition. It's like, oh, we don't like this anymore. It's like, yeah. Well, this was the same system that was in place. It's just now we're learning how to manage it.
Yeah.
And working within it and trying to change it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Andrew Tate is literally contributing to the thing that is going to continue to contribute to the men's mental health crisis.
I think from like what he was saying, how like there is a lot of pressure on, mm-hmm. on current men, like having to be established and whatever they want, like mm-hmm. find a career for them and find a wife. And for like, I think like you guys said earlier, it's like it's just an oversimplification when he said like women, all they have to do is wear makeup. Like women can be just like it. They can just be like pretty and someone is going to come and pick them up and have them as a wife and support them. It is like an alternative almost. No.
Right, I see. I was just letting you finish. I
guess
I do see, maybe? But then who, it's like tracing that back of who established that all they care about is the pretty face, right. And like, okay, now that's like, all I have to do. And there is pretty privilege. You could talk, that's across the board though, for any gender, but I think it's just looking back of like women were, there was no requirement of their accomplishments before.
Right. Yeah.
And that still carries over into today.
Yeah. And I think it still carries because we're still within that same system. Yeah. So I guess it is, do make a point. Like that is.
Yeah.
What's it someone called? Can do that and it probably and will.
It's still seen like as for a guy, like I think it's more like if a guy is able to provide for the woman and if the guy becomes like the woman can stay at home, I feel like that is seen as a positive thing more than a negative thing. If you can have like your wife living at home and doing whatever it is. And I feel like that's like a positive thing, and probably adding to what you guys are saying is like not a good thing.
Well, no. I think if like there's certain people choice. That, well, yeah, like you have that option.
Yeah,
and I think that's what's nice about what the current society we're living in, that mm-hmm. we can, and that is still an option, because back then that was your only option. Like even if you wanted to have a career and go be that university professor, PhD, mm-hmm. you know, like that wasn't an option for you. Like you could never do that, and now you can.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to be a stay-at-home mom,
you can also do
that, like that's awesome. And but you're right that like, I mean, stay-at-home dads, I mean, that's still kind of trying to push past the stigma of like, oh, you're a stay-at-home dad, like when like why is that not held to the same like standard as a stay-at-home mom. Like stay-at-home moms are praised, like why can't stay-at-home dads be praised? True. And so it's all about choice.
Huh?
That could be your boy Starbucks.
The stay-at-home dad is the old guy at Starbucks.
It could be.
He could.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
But, well, I mean, ultimately, Andrew Tate, it worries me with young boys and young men seeing, like, this.
Right.
Because they're in the developmental stages. Because I think
he makes valid... He points out certain issues in our society.
To, like, bring them in.
Yes. And then... But the way in which he justifies them and his solutions to those issues are not even close.
Yeah. And that's that's where he's able, like how he's able to like convince all these people that he's right. And I think that's what's scary about, I mean, kids in middle school or high school that are now going to be this next generation of men in society.
Yeah, who
are going
to be dating. Okay to, like,
that's what's scary is it's like we were getting better, I felt like. And then now we're about to go backwards again. Like, that's where it worries me of, like, I mean, hell, there's even resources out there for teachers on how to deal with their students who are influenced by Andrew Tate.
No, because he's not a role model.
No.
And this also gets in the question of, like, what is a good age for people to be on the internet? But that's a different topic.
That we can have a different episode for that.
But I do think that children in middle school and even high school should not be on the internet. But that's my opinion.
They shouldn't be.
No.
It's a freaky place.
Yeah.
Do you guys not think, like, also, like, the Andrew Tate, like, it's kind of like a, like, the reason he got so popular is kind of like, because it does resonate with a lot of men. Obviously, they to a degree, they agree with something that Andrew Tate is saying, like, oh, maybe we are kind of like, we need to keep pushing ourselves and not, like, I don't know what I was going to say anymore, but...
No, I know, but I think that's, like, what Steph is saying, where he takes this one little thing that could be a valid point and then starts running with it and goes off the rails on it. And it's, like, if you want to be, like, an influencer that's, like, trying to push young men to, like, be better or do things, like, that's great, but then it's, like, it also leads into the opinion of, like, well, what does it mean? Like, what are you trying to influence them to become, and what does that person believe a good man is?
Right. And then why does it have to be on, like, bringing women down and bashing them and then making them be, like, not even in the game anymore?
Yeah.
And, like that's where the problem is.
And focusing so much on, like, alpha male and masculinity and, like
and toxic your masculinity. Yeah, and your, like, masculinity physical is strength based off of femininity.
Yeah. Where it's, like, we're trying to be so... Like, we're trying to move past that of, like, you can be a man and, like, there's no standard of, like, what that means.
Right.
And
yeah.
And now he's trying to bring this back of, like, well, where are the manly men again? And it's like, really? Like,
like, oh, you can be a manly man and not have to treat women as property if that's what you want to do. Or you can be more of a feminine man and that's okay. You still don't have to treat women badly for that to happen.
Yeah.
I feel like it started a lot ever since, like, the OnlyFans pandemic or whatever, like, OnlyFans started blowing up.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of these, like, alpha male, like, channels and, like, preachers kind of started popping up as well. Some of the clips I've seen, like, a lot of the OnlyFans girls, like, they say, like, oh, like, their sex is power, like, they use their platform and they kind of say, like, oh, I'm a bad bitch, whatever Cardi B says in her songs. And I lost what I was gonna say again.
Well, but women have now taken control of their sexuality and are using it for themselves and their own benefit, and that's probably why now these men's channels and stuff have been coming up, because that's not how it was before. And the fact that, like, now women are empowered by their own sexuality is threatening, at least to them, they view it as threatening.
Interesting.
I don't know. I have a very different opinion on OnlyFans, and I'm going to get canceled for it, so I'm not going to say it.
You're going to get canceled before
I'm going to get canceled. No, because I personally think that this era that we're in is making us go backwards. Because now it's only viewing women as sex objects, whether that's their intention or not. That is what women is creating upon women.
I think it's different, though, because... And I totally get what you're saying. I think
you get what I'm saying?
Like,
be sexually empowered. That is cool. But now you have a ton of men that are continuously, like, like consuming that content, and more men and even women are consuming that content, then now you're setting a standard of which, okay, if I want to be successful and if I want to be empowered, then I have to go down this path. And it's like, I just don't agree. And I feel like that's just making society view women as sex objects. Whether you're empowered by it or not, what is being consumed is that sexual pleasure, which is viewing then women as sexual objects.
And I do totally get what you're saying. I think the difference to me is consent, where and they are choosing to do this and to put this out there, and versus like being viewed as an object, like when you're not asking for when you're not.
This is a huge thing, right?
Yeah,
it's everywhere. That is then creating that notion for every woman, like everyone. Like the amount of more sexualization that women are getting is higher than what it was because of these platforms. Because of like, just look at the Kardashians. Like that is all that women are being seen as, and we think the solution is to continue that. Is that really where our solution is? Like, are we going to continue to give what men want instead of teaching men and women, like, no, yes, sexual pleasure is something that it shouldn't be seen in a negative way, because I'm not trying to put that, but I'm also not going to be okay with the idea where that is the solution, that we should just all look at each other as sex objects and not as people.
I feel like that's what happened.
And that is what, yeah, and I generally agree, like, that's what's happening. How isn't porn consumption at an all-time high across both? I don't know. Men and women? Because probably. It's so
because this is all these conversations end up talk like
yeah
everyone ends up hitting that, like the pornography. I mean, that's what OnlyFans is.
It is. That's so. What it is. Whether we want to call it something else or not, and it's like I don't agree with that as the solution. Like I yes, I get it. You're doing it because you want to, or I don't even know if that's questionable. It's whether want to, or it's because that's the only way I'm going to make money.
Well, there are different things, but I think, and the big thing with OnlyFans is that the money does go directly to the person. So like that is the ownership of it versus like the porn industry. There's so much wrong with it.
But Andrew Tate's getting a manager. He's a manager.
Well, yeah, which I didn't even realize that people did that. But that's, I mean, like most people, they're doing it on an individual basis. And so I think that's like where the difference is it's very much you have ownership over it and over yourself with it. But I do get what you're saying. To me, I like in my idealistic thing is like I wish that we could just live in a place where like women could and everybody could just be free to put all that stuff out and that you wouldn't be labeled as that. Like I don't like that thing immediately makes like that there's a negative view of it intentionally. But I do think too that the big thing is also American society being so conservative. And how sexuality, nudity, all that stuff is viewed in the United States versus in like Europe and stuff. I think those that also has to be taken into consideration because of
Europeans are weird.
Like we have European viewers, oh, Louise.
No, they're not weird.
And like they look at us like, well, why do you view that as like inherently sexual? Like, why do you view that as something that's not okay? Because to us, it's just
normal right, but and they natural. See that as normal and natural. Not through a sexual lens.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And I feel like here we are seeing that and we're viewing that, but it's a sexual thing. And that's the difference. Like people can breastfeed and that's seen as something normal in certain countries. Like that's fine. And they don't have a sexual connotation to that. But now when you're seeing though, like breasts for the first time or something on OnlyFans, then you're associating that as a sexual pleasure thing, and then that's why you feel uncomfortable seeing that in the streets. It's not, that's where I'm like, I guess it is a cultural thing here in the United States,
yeah,
but that's where I have a problem with it.
What's it called in I think it was in, well, in somewhere in Europe actually, like I think it's like in one of the Nordic countries, but like when they go in saunas apparently, like they'll like women will go in with men and they will all go in naked, and then it's like for us, I feel like why would everyone go in naked, especially like if it's like a woman there or like an old man, and it's just super weird to think about. And I just feel like it's just so like it adds to what you're saying, how we're kind of so perverted in a way.
Well, it's different. Yeah, it's like the culture that we are in is we have been taught from a young age that bodies are inherently sexual rather than just being like natural beings.
Right. And so, and do we really think that OnlyFans with young kids being able to consume that's the way we want to go about it? Like, that's what we're going to deem as, okay, it's okay. Just because you have the power that you want to be sexually, both men and women. That's what we're going to be okay with. Like, I'm all about sexual power.
No, yeah, and I think that that's...
But there's a problem. We have a problem in this country. And I don't think I generally, like... If it were up to me, I would either tell children not to go on the internet for a really long time, or there has to be some sort of regulation on it.
Yeah. Well, I think I feel like there's like two different things. Cause like I see what you're saying in it, but I also like, because it's about the ownership and like accepting it from your own, that like, cause a lot of women have been trying to get past like that stigma and like criminalization of like sex work and stuff like that. And so I feel like that's where I feel like it's like, yeah, you can have like your like can like more, I guess we'll quote like whatever like our society would deem as like a conservative view of like sexuality and sexual like things. But then also like taking into consideration like how it's being done and like where that ownership lies. Like, to me, those are just two separate things. Like, I mm-hmm. feel like you can still hold that, like, well, I don't think this is a good idea, and then still recognize, like, but at least it's quote-unquote being done in, like, a healthier way. Is it? Well, that's my opinion.
I don't know.
But it's all, I mean, we can have a whole other conversation about that, too. Like, there's a lot, like, with it.
Because, again, I'm not trying to knock anyone, like, yes, be sexually free and you can show what you want to show and you have that ownership and you can do mm-hmm. that. And like before, it was primarily like men forcing women to do these things, or like it wasn't like consensual, and now it is, which yeah. is great. But I don't think to the degree in which it has become, in which like 17-year-olds and 18-year-olds well, are yeah, doing then OnlyFans, you, yeah. that's not okay. And then yeah. also bringing on to the fact that like, okay, well now men and women that are consuming this content then think that everyone around them is a sexual object, because porn addiction is a thing.
Yeah.
And it does bring these negative connotations and stereotypes to everyone in their their surroundings. That's when I'm not okay with it.
Yeah. And we just have such, I feel like, such a unique issue with it too in the United States, just
yeah.
because of how sexually conservative we are here and have always been. And so that's like an added layer to just like, it's so much harder to switch that and to like stop viewing everybody in a sexual way, like a non-consensual sexual way, than in yeah. other countries that are just like, the human body is the human body. Like, mm-hmm. so.
Yeah. We went off a tangent.
We did. But I feel like that was a good, I liked it. I liked that whole conversation.
All right. Well. Thank you for listening to this far.
I feel like we'll hit a lot of good topics, you know.
And, yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
See you
or whenever.
Definitely not next week.
Whenever.
The next episode, whenever it happens.
All right, guys. Oh, thank you for our guest.
Yes, thank you, Luis.
And
what do I say?
You're good. And, yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye.